Manu Patra alerts dated the 26th of July 2019. Supreme Court has allowed a short video clip with helpline numbers to be screened in movie halls across the country to create awareness about sexual assault cases against children. Supreme Court has ordered the central government to set up in 60 days exclusive courts in every district of the country to deal with cases related to child abuse and sexual assault. Supreme Court has directed all states and union territories to comply within 6 weeks with its direction to provide medical facilities to retired chief justices and judges of high courts, their spouses and dependent family members at par with the sitting judges. Supreme Court observed that it is not the functioning of the collegium, which recommends appointment of judges for higher courts, but lack of adequate infrastructure and huge vacancies of judicial officers in subordinate courts that is a matter of concern for the judiciary. Supreme Court has ruled that in a tax statute a plea based on equity or hardship is legally unsustainable and the constitutional validity of taxing provisions cannot be struck down on such reasoning. Supreme Court has noted that when a place is agreed upon by the parties as the venue of arbitration, only the High Court having jurisdiction over that place can entertain a petition under subsection 6 of section 11 of the Arbitration and Conciliation Act, 1996 seeking the appointment of an arbitrator. Andhra Pradesh High Court has stayed Andhra Pradesh's move to renegotiate tariffs of signed contracts. But they also suffered losses as the state shut down wind and solar plants for a few hours, which officials say violates rules. Gujarat High Court has ordered status quo with respect to the acquisition of land for various tourism projects and asked the state government not to evict anyone till further orders, thereby providing relief to tribals living near the Statue of Unity in Narmada district. Supreme Court has permitted two Karnataka independent MLAs Arshankar and H. Nagesh to withdraw their plea from the apex court seeking direction to the Assembly Speaker to hold a floor test in the Assembly immediately. Bombay High Court has restrained the Central Bureau of Investigation from taking any coercive action against NGO Lawyers Collective, LC, and its founding members, senior lawyers Anand Grover and Indira Jaisingh. Rajasthan High Court has ruled that Benami Transactions Prohibition Amendment Act 2016 cannot have retrospective effect under the amended law, which came into effect from the 1st of November 2016. Tax officers going after Benami deals check whether the official owner on whose name a property, land, or any asset is registered is also the real owner. Bombay High Court has ordered its registry department to make arrangements to video record the bail application hearings of the three doctors accused of abetting the suicide of Payal Tadvi. Orissa High Court has issued notice to Special Secretary in General Administration Department to show cause as to why contempt proceedings should not be initiated against him for not carrying out a court order in connection with land acquired at Nahar Kanta for expansion of NH-16. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has called for putting in place a mechanism to ensure that different companies, whose products lead to pollution at the ski resort of Gulmarg, contribute towards waste management. Bombay High Court has issued notices to Union Minister Nitin Gadkari and the Election Commission of India, seeking their stance on a bunch of petitions challenging the minister's election in the 2019 Lok Sabha polls. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has directed the government to release salary in favour of a casual labourer, Shaiba Shafi Ghani. The court directed Commissioner Secretary Animal Husbandry Department to release funds to Director, Animal Husbandry, Kashmir, within a week. Bombay High Court has upheld the death sentence of a 25-year-old man for the murder of his mother, wife and 2-year-old daughter in 2012. The court ruled that the accused does not deserve any sympathy and he is doing nothing but a menace to the society. Delhi High Court has observed and made it clear to the police that it must coordinate with other stakeholders involved in the rescue and rehabilitation of missing children. Delhi High Court has upheld the AAP government's direction to private hospitals and nursing homes of the city to pay minimum wages of 20,000 rupees to nurses working there as recommended by an expert panel set up by the central government. Delhi High Court has issued notice to the government of Delhi in a writ petition filed by a student alleging hostile discrimination against graduates of three-year LLB course while inviting application for the post of legal researchers. Kerala High Court has observed that the Human Rights Commission does not have unlimited jurisdiction and that it cannot exercise plenary powers in derogation of the statutory limitations. Delhi High Court has ruled that benefits of the Delhi Government Health Scheme does not extend to all members of the beneficiary. Gujarat High Court has allowed a minor rape victim to terminate her 24-week pregnancy, taking note of the impaneled doctor's opinion that continuing with the pregnancy would pose a risk to the girl's mental and physical health. Gujarat High Court rejected the affidavit of Congress leader Shakti Singh Gahil when he filed an affidavit and entered the witness box to depose in connection with the petition challenging Rajya Sabha MP Amit Patel's 2017 poll victory. National Company Law Tribunal Thursday, NCLT, has stayed its own order allowing the government to prosecute the three partners of Deloitte and PSR Associates for their alleged culpability in the ILNFS fraud following a plea to allow them to appeal at the appellate tribunal. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has finally cleared the 4,350 crore rupee bid by yoga exponent Ramdev Run Patanjali Ayurved to take over edible oil player Ruchi Soya, which owes over 9,345 crore rupees to the lenders and around 2,800 crore rupees to other creditors. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has allowed Hotel Leela Venture 2 months time from NCLT to comply with the latest SEBI directives asking the hospitality company to make additional disclosures to shareholders to proceed with its proposed sale to Brookfield for 3,950 crore. Rajya Sabha has passed the Right to Information Amendment Bill 2019, was passed in the Rajya Sabha on Thursday amid high drama. The bill seeks to bring in changes involving the salaries and tenures of information commissioners in the states and at the center. Lok Sabha has passed the Muslim Women, Protection of Rights on Marriage, Bill, 2019 to ban the practice of triple talaq among Muslims and punish the guilty husband with 3 years jail. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has given its nod to the Delhi government's project of storage of water at Yamuna floodplains, thus paving the way for the pilot project. The project aims at conserving water in the Yamuna floodplains and creating a mega reservoir between Pillai and Wazirabad to deal with the water shortage in Delhi, particularly during summer. Competition Commission of India, CCI, while rejecting the allegations leveled by the informant Unilaser Ventures Private Limited, has observed that there is no prima facie case of anti-competitive practices against multiplex companies and exhibitors.